for there he is.
Yeah.
He ran the bases today. Feels good. Obviously, we'll make a decision a little bit later, depending on how he feels. But I am encouraged, and I hope he's in the lineup tomorrow.
What does that mean for the club?
It means we got our sledgehammer back in the middle of the lineup.
Do you know how long you expect to be without Marcus?
I believe he will be... Well, he has to be back by Saturday in Kansas City. So... We'll see what time he gets in Friday night. But my guess is he'll be, I know for sure he'll be active on Saturday.
Who's this?
Marcus Simeon.
Oh, the baby this morning.
Joshua.
Yeah, Andrew Tricks, I understand that he
played catch today.
Yep. How'd that look? How is everything coming along with him?
Good. I mean, I didn't see it, but I heard he played catch and felt good, and that's the start of the process to get him back. But it typically takes a little while.
Anything with Fred?
No, not yet, as far as baseball activity. And then Liam will throw Thursday and Saturday in Nashville, and then we'll see where we're at.
And the Bookter has a pen tomorrow, his first pen.
Correct.
Yep. Marcus been so durable for you guys. It's strange to write a lineup card and not put his name on it.
It is. Yeah. He's usually in there every day, and the way he's been going this year, he's been at the top of our lineup, so it is a little bit different. You know, Pinder's in the minor league, his natural position has been shortstop, even though we've used him a little bit more in the outfield. So he'll get a chance to play there. I know he's excited about it, but it's a little different. We don't have Marcus in there.
You guys had always expected Pagan to be a big piece of your bullpen. Having him kind of back to form, what does that do? Just lengthening and giving other guys some rest too.
No doubt. I mean, in a game like last night, it's still close, but you don't have to, you know, we had some guys not available, so you're not using... you know, it gives you the ability not to use a Trevino or not to use a Petit and still what is a close game. And not only has he been pitching well for us, he's also been giving us a couple innings, which is needed in cases like that. So it looks like he's back to throwing the ball really well again, and that's a good thing. You're exactly right. It lengthens our bullpen out.
You hope it's not noticeable if a guy like Davis is out for 10 days, but it's pretty noticeable, do you think?
You know, there's probably a combination of things, but he's part of that combination. And, you know, it's I don't think anybody would say, oh, you know, I have to do more now. But when he's, you know, he's talking about a 40 home run guy the last couple of years out in the middle of your lineup. And then when you go through a period when you struggle, it's noticeable. I don't know if it's just because of him, but I would have to say partly for sure.
When he comes back, there'll be no restrictions. The groin happened on a swing.
No, I mean, I don't know that I'll want him to run 100% the first time out of the box. I mean, I want to make sure he's healthy. They put him through the rigors today, but, you know, you can't simulate getting out of the box the first time after you hit a ground ball to short. So, you know, we don't want him to, you know, put himself in jeopardy the first time. Probably feel his way in a little bit as far as the running portion goes, but he feels good enough to be out there.
Sean Manaea had a fantastic month of April, not so fantastic in May. Do you think it was a matter of doing some adjustments to his pitching besides shaving his head real short?
No, I think shaving the head is really the cure. It's a mental game. Baseball's a mental game, and you have such a great month, and now things don't go in the fashion that you want them to in the second month, and it's a grind on you mentally. So. I think, you know, similar to our offense right now, all he needs is a good game and he'll get back on track. We hope that's tonight. So, you know, everything's not going to go smoothly the entire season. You're going to go through some ups and downs. And that's the good and bad thing about baseball is, you know, at some point in time you're going to have to grind through it and your performance won't be as good as it is other times. It's just kind of maintaining a positive outlook even when maybe you're not pitching as well as you did earlier.
You guys are right at the one-third mark in the season, and you're playing right past it, I think. You're playing really competitive baseball in a really competitive division. You know, say you were talking to somebody who spent the last 2 months covering the Warriors. How would you kind of summarize what's allowed your team to succeed to this point in the season?
You know, I think we have the ability to get better. And I think if you look at the beginning of the season and said if you're a little over 500 at this point, you probably take it. especially with the injuries that we've had. You know, Chris was a big injury for us. We've lost, I don't know how many guys out of the rotation since spring training to this point. So it's not a bad place to be. We're not playing our best baseball at this point, at least offensively. You know, we're getting some good pitching. We're getting some good defense. But I think overall it's not a bad place to be, and I think we're going to get better as the season goes along, and I believe we're going to get hit a hot streak pretty soon offensively, and then we'll start feeling a little bit better than we do right now.
Do you or do all 29 teams have to kind of monitor what the Rays are doing with the reliever starting business just in case it's a trend that works?
We have some other people that monitor that. We'll figure it. We'll find out tomorrow how it kind of looks, but it's interesting. I mean, you know, you look at, you know, I was like talking yesterday, case specific with the Angels. You got a guy like Romo who's really tough on righties, and you know they're going to run out those first four or five right-handed hitters, and you know you're trying to keep down in the first inning and have your starter not have to go through them another time. It makes some sense, but we'll have to see how it plays out long term.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.